All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and we're back with Eternum. Let's get started, BitChute and Joystick. Forcing a posh accent, it's refreshing to find... Oh, excuse me, that's right, we're supposed to be speaking. It's refreshing to find someone whose countenance complements her attire so excellently, madam. Yeah, I'm nailing it.
Talk to people.
Huh, looks like Calypso managed to blend in rather well. What could they be talking about? Actually, he was caught with her sister in his office. No way. How do you always have to have the juiciest rumors in all of Eternum? It's all about the connection, Susie. Is there any particular rumor you'd like me to confirm or deny? I know them all. I heard the founder was seen in Aphrodite's the other day, is that true? Well, I didn't tell you this, but...
Damn.
I'm digging the type of clothes these rich people are wearing. I wish Calypso or Alex would have chosen these threads. Cutie?
What?
Any rumors you've heard about lately? I've heard that Thanatos is actually a woman. And she walks on stilts and uses a voice changer to look like a big, scary man. Oh, please, that's completely false. Actually, keep this between us, but I go with him to the thermal baths of Hula Lache.
Really? Hula what?
I've seen him naked, and let me tell you, his stature's absolutely dwarfed by the weapon in his pants.
Oh, boy! A thermal bath, that's total bullshit.
Next, you'll be trying to convince me that Thanatos is actually just three kids in a trench coat. And speaking of big instruments, I've got a new boyfriend, did I tell you? Oh, tell me, who is he? I've been sleeping with a 24-year-old boy.
Man, you unnatural deviant.
Excuse me, how could you do that to an innocent child?
What, did you hear me wrong? I said 24 years old. I could hear you loud and clear the very first time. How dare you boast about such an act?
What? I'm sorry, who are you again?
Me? I am Brit... She's a bit dizzy. Too much champagne. If you'll excuse us, I'll escort her to the restroom.
Oh, I see, of course.
What the hell was that?
You promised me you'd try to go unnoticed. Am I supposed to stand idly by when people in this place abuse children with nary a concern? The hell are you talking about? A woman said she's sleeping with a 24-year-old, an infant.
I'm still not sure how aging works with your race, but that's not an infant, like, at all. You know I'm only 18, right?
You are? 18 years old? I could barely walk when I was your age. You certainly do not look 18. Alex, Dahlia, Luna, and Annie are all 18 too. Sweet mother of Selanium! I have been spending time with toddlers! We're not kids, we just grow faster than you. If you were human, you wouldn't look like this at 84 years old, I can assure you. You definitely wouldn't have this figure. What's the life expectancy of the elves, actually?
Well, we grow up at a steady pace until we are 60 years old. After 60 years, an elf is considered an adult. Our bodies then stay physically the same for the next 2,000 to 3,000 years.
Really? That's incredible. I wish we could live that long while looking eternally young. And what happens after all those years?
We die naturally, although it depends on the person.
Lathleral, Lord of Erenibor, is still alive, and he is over 8,000 years old. It is said he fought the War of the Last Alliance.
Amazing.
And another question. I was wondering, what happens if a 60-year-old elf sleeps with a 50-year-old one?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, if an adult elf has sex with an infant one, is that some kind of taboo, or... Oh, I should not be the one explaining this to a commoner, but yes, that is controversial.
I see. Similar to our world, then. Although it is nothing compared to intercaste
relationships, of course. That is expressly prohibited.
You mean like a prince with a peasant girl?
Yes, it is despicable and prohibited altogether.
Come on, prohibitive, yes, but despicable? The first time we met, you said you thought that relationships between humans and elves were hot just because they were forbidden, too. I never said such a thing. Oh, the princess is lying to her people. You are hopeless. Whatever, I'll go back to the gathering. Don't get your hopes up, though. I think that woman is making things up as she speaks. Yes, I notice. These people pretend to be high society, but they're nothing but facades. But I guess I'll stay for now. I'll be around if you need me. I'll call you if we need your help. Thanks, Callie. You are welcome. I called the princess by a diminutive, and I wasn't threatened with vaporization. Making progress. Good evening! Ah, good evening, young man. How can I help you? You're Mr. Moss, right? Mr. Moss. Ah, I guess these masks don't cover enough. Yes, I am, and this is my darling Alice. Nice to meet you. I'll let you talk. I need a glass of champagne. Do you need anything else? No, thank you, dear. Well, you must be the man who stole the gem from Garrington. Well, what? How do you... We have some business together, so I knew he was going to come here tonight, but it seems he lost the gem at the last moment. Then I noticed your tuxedo is not tailor-made, so I assumed you were one of the players invited tonight as part of the gems event. Well, you're as sharp as they say. Yes, I had to buy this suit at the very last second, and I didn't have enough money to get a bespoke one. That is unfortunate. Take this as a small token of welcome. No self-respecting man should go around without a good suit. Did you just send me 120 Eternals? Wow, thank you. It should be enough to have your suit tailored. True beauty comes from helping others. Damn, I guess there are some good people working at Ulysses. Is there anything else I can help you with? Well, now that you mention it, I've been wondering for a long time if you know anything about... the Founder. The Founder? He's a brilliant man, and most people don't realize how outrageously generous he is. He could be charging monthly subscription fees, and every single player would happily pay it, yet he chose not to. That is true. But personality-wise, I'm afraid there's not much I can tell you. He's a private man. I see. Well, I don't want to inconvenience you anymore. Thank you again for your gift, Mr. Moss. My pleasure. I'm not sure why, but he has an air of mystery around him. How many times do I have to say it? I want more wine! Get your ass to the cellar and bring me a full bottle, you moron! Ah, these fucking idiots still need a ton of improvement. I agree, whoever programmed them has no idea what they're doing. Can you believe I asked for salmon nigiri and they brought me your maki? Ah, exactly, these programmers are terrible. I bet they hired immigrants, or worse, women. Yeah, I bet they did. Jesus, what a fucking bigot. Can I ask you something, Dr. DuPont? No. I don't even know who you are. I'm in charge of Ulysses' network security. Then let me tell you that you're doing a shit job. This guy's a tough nut to crack. We had a security breach in a restricted server the other day. Was that your fault? Oh yeah, I've heard of it. I'm so sorry you were attacked by a group of Chinese hackers. Chinese, huh? That makes sense. Everything is resolved now. You mean everything? They stole something very valuable. Oh, really? What was it? You don't know? One of those weapons of Atlas or something. I don't care about all that bullshit, but if it becomes public that we can be robbed so easily, our stock will take a hit. I see. If I may ask, if that weapon's so vulnerable, why wasn't there more security? More Praetorians guarding it? I don't know. You tell me. Aren't you in charge of Ulysses' network security? Why isn't there a fucking Praetorian in every corner of Eternum? Oh, well. What was your name again? Good evening, gentlemen. Would you care for an hors d'oeuvre? Oof, thank God he's backing me into a corner here. Doesn't seem that invested in Eternum's day-to-day goings-on, though unless it relates to the stock price. I won't get much more info out of him. I'll make it very clear to you. If you don't bring me my fucking wine in less than 5 minutes, you will regret it. Do you understand? Of course, sir. My apologies. I'll be right back. Incompetent! Anyway, what were we talking about? I was saying that I'm headed to the kitchen to ask for an explanation. Good, tell them to bring me my wine. Of course. Good evening, Dr. DuPont. I pulled everything I could out of these people. Let's go downstairs. Alex is already here. She's talking to someone. Ah, finally, come here, quickly. Mr. Linus has something amazing to share with you.
Really?
Well, I'm all ears.
It's nice to meet you. I'm Alistair Linus,
ZipVerse's Chief Technology Officer.
Pleased to meet you.
My colleagues and I are interested in talking to you about our latest creation. We've finally put the finishing touches on our prototype of an artifact that will change Eternum forever. At ZipVerse, our goal is to design products that allow our users to answer daunting questions and explore the curiosities of the human mind. From this project, we reached out to Eternum players to figure out the number one question on everyone's mind. Does Israel have a pussy?
Excuse me.
Eternum's NPCs are directly designed and controlled by the Founder's team. Whether you like it or not, Ulysses has the most advanced AI technology in the world. Their NPCs are bound to do what they're programmed to do, no matter the situation. And there was nothing we could do about it. Until now! Explain yourself. Each NPC has a chip on their neck, similar to our neural implants that dictates their behavior. It determines their role in the game, interactions, and limitations. And this artifact of yours, it is capable of reconfiguring the settings of said chip. Oh, let me offer you a practical demonstration. Hey there, can you help us, cutie?
Of course, sir. Is there anything I can do to serve you?
Actually, yes. I'd like to go with you to the restroom real fast to have some fun.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your request.
Let me rephrase it. I want you to come with me to the restroom so I can fuck your little pink cunt until it's sore.
I'm sorry, sir, we can't do that.
Just a quickie. Please do not insist that the Praetorians will intervene.
Oh, that's too bad. Can you give me your ID number at least?
Of course, it's 012-574-111.
Thank you!
NPCs have ID numbers too, like us?
Yes, they all have one. It's linked to the chip I mentioned earlier. Talking to the artifact, 012-574-111.
You enter the number, you rotate this thing as if it was a Rubik's Cube, and if you don't need anything else, I'll be on my way.
Not so fast. First, I want you to come with me to the restroom so I can fuck you.
Of course, sir.
Holy shit! What the hell? Go ahead, I'll be there in a minute.
Oh, the fuck! It's a revolution! And if you were wondering, yes, they have pussies, and they're all unique, too. It's simply brilliant!
Are you not afraid of Ulysses taking action if they discover this?
Ulysses and my company are trading partners. It wouldn't be the first time I've tried to push the limits while having fun. And besides, we're using technology that can be found inside the world of Eternum, so we're in a sort of legal gray area. And could this artifact be used with Israel herself? I tried asking for her ID number, but she's not programmed to tell it to us like the rest of them. She seems to be more advanced. But if you somehow managed to discover it, yes, it would be possible. You could fuck the Lady of Eternum!
Well, that gives off a rapey vibe, to be honest, but technically it would also be possible to make her or other NPCs help you or give you confidential info, right?
Oh, well, I didn't think of non-sexual applications of the artifact, but yes, I guess it would be possible, of course.
Interesting.
So what, are you interested? One prototype for only 25 Eternals? Absolutely, give me 3. 25 million.
Oh!
I'm feeling a bit sick. I'll go get some fresh air. Meet me in the garden.
Sure.
I've gotten into her all of a sudden. Oh, fuck. William! Are you trying to rip people off with your junk again, Alistair?
My business has always been legitimate.
I still don't understand why this company allows scum like you to come to these events. That is why it is in decay. I was leaving already. I'll be in the Golden Room if you need me. Sure. William walks in front of you while you try to avoid eye contact. I hope that clown didn't disturb you. No. It's all good. Thank you. Do we know each other? No, I'm pretty sure we've never met before. Dad, you have to come now! Oh shit, he's here too? Not now, Axel. Dad, it's important. I saw something. Please! I'm sorry, I must excuse myself. Oh my fucking god, why is he so terrifying? Phew, that was close. I thought he recognized me for a second. I should go to the gardens with Alex. I've been here far too long. Psyche. I'm sorry, you talking to me? Isn't this sculpture fascinating? The statue? Yes. Yeah, it's rather impressive. It represents Psyche, the goddess of the soul. Cool. And who's this one? A man. I meant what man? Just a man. So, no one in particular? Kind of an odd choice for a statue then, isn't it? It depends on whom you ask. Some people could see a god in the figure of a mere man. Could a man obtain the power of a god? Can a mortal subdue a deity? Can a human transcend the limitations of mortality? I used to think that I understood the basic rules of our world until I saw Eternum. Here, everything is different, and at the same time, exactly the same. That's actually a good description. It has certainly transcended the term video game. Video game. Have you ever met the creator of a server? The creator of a server? Well, not personally, no. They say that most of them are created by the founder and his team, as if they were the only ones who could sculpt Eternum. I've met some hackers, though. That's almost a developer, right? What did they hack? What? Shit, did I talk too much? Let me guess, in-game computers, drones, databases, chips, the exit portals? Can they modify the terrain, make you stronger, become immortal, change the rules of a world? I guess not. Have you ever seen a single bug in Eternum? A glitch? Have you ever experienced lag or found the servers down? I guess they have hundreds of people working every day to make sure the experience is absolutely perfect. That's what I meant when I said it's more than a video game. Can I ask you a question, friend? Of course. Why are you here? What did you come here looking for? Where? To this dinner? Yes. Answers. I see. In that case, meet me next to the main staircase at midnight. I must show you something. What's going on with this guy? What is it? Why me? You want answers? Just be there at 12. Okay, I will. Until then, friend. What the hell was that? I think I just made a really important choice in the game. Just a weirdo. Someone trying to mess with me, or... God, I got a head like a beehive. Too much info and too many strange people in too little time. I need a break. I should join Alex in the gardens. Some fresh air will do me good. The guards of this place are definitely impressive. They remind me of the gardens of Versailles. I wonder if they have NPCs taking care of them, or if they hire real players. I'm not sure what would be cheaper. Aha! There she is! Hey, I finally found you! Phew, that was close! Thank God you saw your father coming. I don't think the tattoo removal would have worked on him. He'd have definitely recognized you. I think he was even starting to remember me, even though we only saw each other for maybe 20 seconds, and I had a mask on this time, too. Yeah, he never forgets a face. And that's not all. Do you know who else was with him? Your brother. I guess he was attending as William's guest. Huh? But he was way too agitated, so he didn't notice me, luckily. I wonder why he was so anxious. Who knows? Are you okay, Alex? You seem distracted.
Do you see that? The moon? No, underneath it. Oh, the red star? Yes. I can't believe we see it. Do you mind if we stay out here for a bit? Let's hang out here. The other guests won't go anywhere, and the sushi is far too good for that to happen. True. You lay down next to her. So what's so special about this red star? That star is RW Cephei. Or Cephei. It's a variable star that can only be seen from our hemisphere for 3 days each year. October the 14th to October the 16th. Really? And today it's October the 14th. How can a Eternum be so real? How can a simulation be so thoroughly accurate? How? I mean, someone with a high degree of astronomy knowledge knew about this star, worked on Eternum, and made sure to implement something that just a handful of people in the world would notice. And only if they played in a night server during those days. Think about the odds of that. It's mind-blowing. Do you believe in magic? Oh man, it's a McDonald's ad. Whoops. Sorry guys, I keep hitting a button on a controller with my foot. What? I've been in fantasy servers, yeah. No, not like that. I mean, like, in the real world. I met someone after you left, back at the mansion. He looked strange and he was saying weird things, but he mentioned something that I've been kicking around in my head. That a tournament is more than a video game. That there's something more than coding and technology behind it. What if he was right? What if there is something else? Well, you're not alone in that. There's literally thousands of forum posts online with people posting theories about how Eternum is the Matrix, how Eternum is another dimension, or how the real world is just another server. So you don't believe it? Nah, I don't. I don't believe in magic. But I would certainly like to believe it. I wish I could believe in magic. It'd just make our world better, less boring, don't you think? It certainly would. I guess I'd have to see something for myself that made me believe in it. It's not like there's a switch I can flip, you know? For now, I'll stay with my dumb stars and boring rational scientific explanations. Hey, stars are not dumb, it's all a matter of perspective. Maybe you just need a stargazing partner. Yeah, you might be right. I like what was said by a certain controversial writer. This is in his early days. Certain controversial writer in the books of magic. He said, magic, he says, you can be a person of science and have a rational explanation for everything. It's like walking on the sidewalk, right? There's no way that anything can happen to you. You know how to explain everything. There's no way that anything can't be explained with some kind of rational, scientific explanation. Scientific method can solve everything. But he said magic was like walking off the sidewalk into the street. And now you're in a world where anything can happen. You can be hit by a vehicle and possibly killed. It's a much more dangerous but crazy kind of way to walk through life, right? Because now things are a lot, well, they don't have the kind of explanations that the sidewalk has. The sidewalk, you won't ever be injured. You don't ever have to worry about anything. It's there. Very rarely is somebody going to verge onto the sidewalk and get into an accident. But when you're walking out in the middle of the street, anything can happen to you for any reason. And that's the difference between magic and science. I used to go stargazing at night with my grandma. She knew all the constellations. Do you see that bright one? That's Ursa Major. Underneath it, there's Leo. And, oh, that W-shaped constellation is Cassiopeia. I'm sorry, it all looks the same to me. I can't see anything. It's normal if you've never done this before. At first, I couldn't see anything either. Just a sea of stars with no semblance of order whatsoever. It took me a while. After my grandma passed away, I thought I'd never go stargazing again, but I kept on doing it. Kinda to keep her memory alive, you know?
I remember sneaking outside the house when my parents started arguing and spending hours looking for constellations. I snuck out so many times that I ended up learning them all. Did they used to fight a lot? Uh-huh, constantly. I feel like fighting was their only interaction. That must be terrible for a kid. It must have been tough after your grandma died. Well, it depends on who you ask. I lived in a big house. I had nannies, butlers, chefs, everything that money could buy. Many people would say I was living the dream. It just wasn't my dream. Growing up, everything I did had to be regimented. Alex, don't put your elbows up on the table. We have international diplomats coming to visit for dinner tonight. Your dad's promotion hinges on this. No, Alex, you can't get your ears pierced. That's improper. Alex, don't eat all that food on your plate. That's not how a woman in higher society should behave. At a certain point, I just snapped. I wasn't being treated like my own person. I was just a doll, a fucking marionette that my parents wanted to show off and display. I just couldn't take it anymore. No one could blame you. You held on longer than I would have. You made the right choice. There was one summer. I was supposed to be spending it at some hoity-toity boarding school abroad. One night I was gazing at the night sky, just like this, underneath the stars, looking for some sign. And I made a decision. The next morning, I told my parents that I wouldn't go to the school, and that I didn't want to carry on the family business. My mother started yelling at me, but my father limited himself to just giving me a look of pure contempt. And that's when Bad Girl Alex was born. The lockpicking, playing hooky, the attitude, all the tats. Oh man, the tats. You should have seen the look on Axel's face when I got the first one. A mixture of anger, pity, and honestly, a little envy. I'd pay to see that again. Oh, you and me both. I just didn't want to be controlled. I didn't want to be told what to do or where or eat. I wanted to be myself. Does that make any sense? Absolutely. These tattoos that I had to hide tonight. I hated doing that. I felt like I was burying part of myself, conforming to what others want me to be. And that's not who I am. I control my own life. I should be able to do what I want without worrying that I'm hurting someone's delicate sensibilities about how I should be acting. I'm my own person. God, I'm sorry. I must sound like such a prissy brat. I don't know what got into me. Thank you for sticking around for my TED Talk, though. I appreciate that you didn't fall asleep. What are you talking about? I love having this conversation with you. I like seeing you opening up with me. Well, don't get used to it. You just caught me in a rare moment of weakness. Yeah, that's my specialty. The crickets, the full moon, the stars. It was all part of my nefarious plan. Oh, is that so? So you just wanted to get close to me because of my family's money after all? Yeah, totally. That was the initial idea. I'm a gold digger. But after getting to know you better, I discovered a few things that I like much more than that. So now the Bardo Richards no longer interest me. Oh, really? Tell me, what things did you discover that you like so much? Ah, nice try. I know you don't like compliments. You won't catch me this time. However, you can try telling me what things you like about me. I'd love to hear that. About you? I don't like anything. Nothing at all? Come on, try giving it some thought. Oh, you... maybe... Nope, nothing comes to mind, I'm sorry. Let me help you. You could say that I'm a good listener, or that I'm a pretty funny guy. We have different definitions of funny, I think. Then you could say that you like that I'm sporty as well, just like you. I'm in pretty good shape, you have to admit. I think skinny and scrawny are better descriptions. Alright then, you at least have to recognize that I'm a very good Eternum player. I managed to find not one, but two gems of Doom my first month of playing. Oh, that was pure luck. And we girls did all the legwork, you just happened to be there. You alone wouldn't even be able to find sand in the desert. You're really full of yourself, you know that? Here, I'll prove it. There's a small maze right here. Oh, you just dug your own grave. Get ready to be humiliated, girl. You're about to discover why they call me Grim Theseus Lord the Labyrinth Master. Let's see about that. Alright, here's the entrance. First one out the other side wins. What's the prize for winning? Just the honor of victory, of course. And nothing else? No extra bonus prize for the winner? Maybe we can arrange something. Like what? Get to the other side first and find out.
Oh boy. You have no chance, Alex. Really? Because I think I can see the exit already. Grim, are you lost? Of course not. I'm about to get out, actually. Sure. I think I've walked by this spot before. Maybe I can. And it's over, ladies and gentlemen. I've got bad news, Grim. I've reached the other side. Are you still there? I'd wait for you, but I gotta go back to the mansion. Important mission and all. Don't feel too bad about coming in second place. I never lose. Anyway, there's still a lot of... Well, 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 finally. What? When did you get out? I've been waiting for you for 10 minutes now. I was starting to think you'd be lost in there forever. Don't bullshit me. We weren't inside for more than 3 or 4 minutes, and I was clearly ahead of you. Well, I might have jumped over a hedge or two. Ah, I knew it. You're a fucking cheater. We didn't specify the rules anywhere. Now, where's my prize? Oh, I know what you want, and you wouldn't be able to handle it, pretty boy. Pretty sure I would. I know you better than you think. I definitely could handle you. I know that under that tough girl facade of yours, you're as sweet as a cupcake. You can't deceive me. I'm too much woman for you, Grim. I could totally prove you wrong, Alex. Oh, could you? And how would you do that exactly? Give me 20 minutes and I'll show you. About 20 seconds. Oh, are we negotiating now? We're not. That's my... What's that noise? Is someone coming? God damn it. Nice timing. They're gonna kill the mood, whoever they are. Oh man, you have to be kidding me. Who is it? It's your father. My father? What's he doing? He's smoking. He's just standing there menacingly. If looks could kill, I'd be super worried. Yeah, sounds like him. Wait, someone else is coming. Oh shit, it's your brother. It's so nice to see the Bardo family reunited. Dad, I swear to God, it was him. Go back to the party, Axel. Maybe he's in witness protection, or maybe... I told you to drop that line of thinking. I will not repeat myself. But you have to listen to me. It makes no sense that... Enough! I'm getting sick of your idiocy. You have to start taking things seriously. I will not have you sullying the Bardo name like your sister. I'm sorry, Dad. Now get back to the fucking mansion and do what you were told. Are we clear? Yes, I'm sorry. I'm surrounded by idiots fucking everywhere. Seems like they had a fight and Axel ran away. What were they talking about? I'm not sure. I didn't quite catch it. They're too far. Okay, I think Axel went back to the mansion, but William is still there. But fuck, I left my mask at the entrance of the maze. We can't let them see us. We'll wait here until he goes back to the mansion. You sound a little shaky, Grim. Are you afraid of my daddy? What? I'm not. Are you shaking because of Axel then? Is he the one making you so nervous? You can admit it, though. Excuse me, you can admit it. Don't worry. I won't laugh. Of course not. Not now. Not ever. Then why are you nervous, Grim? What are you doing? Maybe it's because of me? What? No. No, I don't make you anxious. Not one tiny little bit. Not one bit. And what if I do this? Still nothing. Nothing. And now? Oh, God. This feels so dangerous, yet so exciting. I've never been calmer. I guess I've lost my touch. I'm used to getting people on edge. You have to try harder with me. Well, I do like challenges, and like I told you, I never lose. We'll see about that. Removing your belt. Now tell me, what if I... Holy shit, his cock is huge as fuck. This is certainly not what I was expecting. I was joking about salami the other day, and this whole time he was packing this. You okay, Alex? You're so quiet all of a sudden. Are you nervous about something? Of course not, it's just that... I'm surprised you got hard so fast, that's all. It couldn't help yourself, eh? But I guess it's a natural reaction when you're tense. You're not letting up on that, huh? I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but I feel very relaxed next to you. No nervousness whatsoever. Alex grabs your penis softly but firmly. This doesn't look relaxed to me. Oh, God!
I'm sorry, did you say anything? Nothing. Your hands are just cold.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
Shh. Keep your voice down. You wouldn't want my daddy to hear us, would you?
Okay, I'll admit it. You're making me a bit nervous now, Alex. This was fun, but we gotta hide. What if your father finishes a cigarette and comes this way?
You're scared of him seeing us do this?
If he saw you with your pants down, getting your huge thick cock rubbed by his little girl after what you said to him the other day in my house, he'd definitely kill you. Seriously, he would. No joke, he'd send someone to kill you in the real world. Not because he cares about me, but because this is the ultimate way of sullying the Bardo name, you know? The daughter of one of the richest, most powerful men on the planet is currently giving you a handjob less than 20 feet away from her dad.
Ah, I don't want him to kill me.
Isn't it thrilling, the risk of getting caught? My boobs pressed against your back, my hands holding onto your manhood, giving you these long, slow strokes. It's a confusing mixture of emotions. Well, I'll tell you what. If you finish before he puts out a cigarette, I'll let you hide.
What? I can't finish before he does.
Oh, is that another challenge?
What?
Alex stops and walks in front of you. I see what you're trying to do. This has now become personal.
What? I'm not trying to do any...
Holy shit. Those perky nipples, I've thought about them ever since we visited Ojijia. She kneels down before you and grabs your dick once again.
Oh God, do my hands still feel cold?
Not anymore.
Good.
Oh, Jesus. For fuck. God, I can't believe Alexandra Bardot is giving me a hand job.
Ah, this is a terrible idea, Alex. But fuck, I love seeing your tits bouncing like that.
You're driving me insane. I'm not gonna last much longer at this rate.
That's the idea.
You're enjoying this too, right, you pervert?
Your hard nipples give you away.
I'm enjoying the thrill of the risk. It can be caught at any moment. Check your ego.
Alex starts massaging your balls and increases the speed of her strokes even further.
God! Do you like this? Calling me a pervert when you're such a dirty boy, Grim.
Yeah.
Ah, this is definitely not how an upper-class lady should behave, Alex.
Yeah. It definitely isn't. But who gives a fuck? I've never been part of this world anyway, right?
Fuck them all.
Yeah, fuck them all.
Ah, yeah. Are you gonna come?
Not yet.
Are you close?
I'm not sure.
You're gonna make me sweat, aren't you? You're gonna make me work that loadout.
I know you can try harder.
Fuck you.
Very well, then.
Let's try a bit harder.
Oh, fuck yes, that's it.
Will my tight little mouth be enough?
We'll see.
Let me feel it.
She puts your dick inside her mouth and starts caressing your glands with her tongue.
Oh, fuck!
Keep your voice down, you idiot.
Sorry. I forgot.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, that's the spot, Alex.
Don't stop. Putting out his cigarette.
Ah!
This company needs a fucking purge.
Oh, God. Your mouth feels amazing.
Do you like the taste? Do you like the taste of my cock, Alex?
I'll take that as a yes.
You look so good taking that cock in your mouth.
I love to feel how my dick stretches her other lips.
Fuck yeah, she's drooling all over me.
Oh yeah, I wish I could push it further.
As if she heard your thoughts, Alex suddenly increases her pace, taking your cock deeper into her throat.
Oh, fuck!
Well, yeah, she's doing the thing, guys. You can hear it.
Oh, babe. Oh my God. Just like that.
Man, she's got a wide mouth, right?
Ah, your mouth feels so tight.
She's completely obsessed. I'm gonna come so much, Alex.
Like she had to dislodge your jaw to do that.
You're doing such a good job. I can feel it coming.
I'm almost...
You grab Alex's head and unload your seed deep inside her throat. Oh my god, holy shit, that was a lot. You could have warned me or something, you fucking idiot. I did, but you were too engrossed in your task. It's not true, you didn't say shit, and I wasn't engrossed in anything. But anyway, what matters is that I won. You came before my father finished his cigarette. I think he left a while ago. What? God damn it. When did he leave? I'm not sure, like 5 or 6 minutes ago? 5 minutes ago? See? Totally engrossed. You even lost track of time. It was just too good. Wasn't that great. Well, it was for me. Yeah, I can imagine. Can't wait to tell everyone what I did with one of the Bardos. Whoa. Hold your horses! You tell anything to anyone and you're a dead man. You hear me? Dead! It was a joke. I don't care if it was a joke or not, you're not telling shit to anyone. Not Dahlia, not Chang, not no one! This reminds me of the situation with Dahlia at the Cove. She reacted the same way. The pair of them are actually quite similar. Can you imagine if I ever got both of them to... Are you listening to me? No one, I swear. Don't worry, you can trust me. No one will ever know. I don't even remember what happened. What are we talking about? Did something even happen? Good. This didn't happen. It never happened. Okay, now that that's clear, I guess we should go back to the party. And by the way, I forgot to hand this to you earlier since you were late. This is a communicator I got from Nova. It can be easily hidden and it works in all servers where technology is allowed. Call me if you need me or in case of an emergency. Oh, that's neat. I gotta thank Nova later. But wait, you're not coming back inside with me? No, you go ahead. I'll go to the fountain I saw back there to... clean myself a little. Oh yeah, sorry about the mess. That makes sense, though. I'll wait for you in the main hall. Alright. Thank you for this, Alex. You made this a very special night. It certainly was. Special. Damn, boy, that was something else. And not only the blowjob, I love seeing Alex open up with me when we were stargazing. This dinner turned out to be better than I ever could have imagined. I came looking for copper and found gold. Maybe this could be the beginning of something more with Alex. Could it be possible? I think I saw her smirking when she turned the corner. Maybe the Ice Queen's heart is finally melting. Anyway, I'll worry about that later. I should pick up my mask from the maze entrance and head back inside now. A few minutes later. Alright, back to business. Now that I think about it, I haven't seen any of the gem holders. I wasn't expecting Thanatos to show up, but there has to be at least another one. Maybe I should take another look around. William asked me to sell him my part of the company again. I don't know what to do, honestly. I think Mulse already agreed. The IT guy. That's me. We're going to the Golden Room, are you coming? Well, it's 11 o'clock p.m. The founder must be about to arrive, right? I thought he'd give a speech or something. What? Is this your first Ulysses dinner? Yes, it is, actually. Why? The founder is not coming. He never does. What? Yeah, one of the NPCs told me that he had an emergency and he had to cancel his appearance at the last moment. Ah! What a surprise! He does this a lot? Yeah, all the time. It's quite funny, actually. I don't know why he doesn't just say he's not coming from the beginning. Maybe he's not a very social person. Maybe. I'll ask him myself if I ever see him. Wait, what? You've never seen the founder in person? Not even once. Neither I nor anyone from Ulysses' board of directors. It's always memos, emails, or pre-recorded videos like the one shown when a gem of doom is found. Huh. Maybe William knows him in person, or who knows? Perhaps we're not special enough. But then how... Anyway, are you coming with us or not? Go ahead. I'll stay here for a bit. Step aside, then. None of Ulysses senior officials have ever seen the founder? How is that possible? That's inconceivable. Unless... I've got to find Alex. I'll call her with this communicator she gave me. But I should find a quiet place. I don't want William Bardot to find me while I'm distracted here. Wow, this mansion is huge. Once you leave the main hall, it becomes a labyrinth of corridors and rooms. This cellar is very far from the main entrance, so it should be safe to remove my mask. Okay, how does this thing work? Hello? Alex? Do I have to keep pressing this button, or...
No, you only have to press it once. What do you want now, dum-dum? You can't live without me? Are you missing me already? Oh yeah, being apart from you for more than 5 minutes is torture. Don't worry, I'm going back to the mansion now. I managed to clean the dress, more or less. Where are you? Go to the end of the east wing of the mansion, on the ground floor. I'm in some kind of a cellar, a basement maybe. There's something I wanted to discuss with you in private. Discuss something in private? That sounds ominous. Any hints about the topic? Well, it's about how we should handle our investigation for the rest of the night. You know, our questions and the people we talk to. I have a suspicion. A suspicion? Yes, about this founder. Did you know that no one from Ulysses' high-ranking positions has ever seen him? Really? Never? How's that possible? Wait a second, now that you mention it. I remember hearing my father bitching about how he never showed up to any events or meetings, and how that made him a weak leader. Exactly. No one has ever seen him in person. No one knows his real name. No one has ever had a real conversation with him face to face, either in Eternum or in the real world. He can only be seen in those pre-recorded holograms when there's a public announcement. All that makes me believe that the founder doesn't exist. Bingo. He's not real. The founder's just a fucking cover. And whoever's truly pulling the strings just needed a scapegoat. A mask to hide behind. There's no founder, there's no genius, and there's no messiah. But he's the most important man in the world. If he doesn't exist, who created Eternum and most of its servers? Who's in charge of Ulysses right now? That's what we have to find out. All I know is that... What did you say? It got cut off. Grim? Hello? Bah, batteries must have run out. I should go find him. He said East Wing? Real specific. It's gonna take me ages to find him around here. Is anything wrong? If this is a restricted section of the house, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I must admit that I am impressed. Just a little over a month into playing Eternum, and yet, you managed to find not one, but two Gems of Doom. You killed two of my Praetorians. You found the player who has Dione in her possession. And you claim the third weapon of Atlas is yours, Calypso. I'm sorry, where are my manners? Please, sit down. I've been looking forward to meeting you. Grim. Headache again. Is anything wrong, boy? No, I just got a bit dizzy for a second. This damn pain came back at the worst possible time. Is this real? Is this man really him? 412, come here and get ready to leave. We must return as soon as we are done with Mr. Grimm here. Yes, sir. You are the founder. Alright, guys, and that's where we're gonna leave off. That's the founder of Eternum. The one that we thought didn't exist. Or maybe there's something more to this. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Eternum next week. I know you're looking forward to it. I already am. I'm out. See you next time.